Rock the Lakefront June 13th and 14th as Racine Harbor Fest returns for two unforgettable days of live music, mouthwatering food, and nonstop fun. Advance tickets $8, VIP tickets still available online at racineharborfest.com.
Thousands of protesters have swarmed downtown Los Angeles, shut down a major freeway, and set fire to self-driving vehicles. California Governor Gavin Newsom has now asked the Trump administration to remove National Guard troops that the president brought in this morning. Newsom writes on social media, this is a serious breach of state sovereignty. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass echoed his call to pull troops, adding,
I think protests need to be peaceful, period. And any time it deteriorates into violence, that is a problem and it absolutely messes with the overall message.
President Trump
said whatever we need to make sure there's law and order.
Saying he'll send in whatever is needed. Team coverage beginning with CBS Los Angeles reporter Lauren Posen speaking to protesters.
They told me then they were pushed out of there. They moved to City Hall. That's where we met up with them. And then they tried to go back to the detention center where one protester told me they were met with rubber bullets. And that's when everybody started dispersing throughout the different arteries here of downtown.
Correspondent Elise Preston with more on the ICE arrests that began all this.
Many of those rounded up so far have been barred from seeing attorneys, according to immigrant rights activist Angelica Salas.
This is atrocious, what's happening right now. We all have always depended access to counsel, due process, an ability to fight your case.
According to ICE, nearly 130 people have been detained this weekend. Those numbers are expected to grow. Elise Preston, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A possible salmonella outbreak linked to eggs.
Dozens of people in seven states in the West and Midwest got sick from a salmonella outbreak, according to federal health officials. The August Egg Company has recalled about 1.7 million eggs distributed to stores because of the potential of salmonella. The CDC says 79 people have gotten sick and 21 of them were hospitalized. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
The Jewish community is attempting to push forward while reflecting on last weekend's firebomb attack in Boulder, Colorado. CBS Denver's Michael Abeda with more from the Boulder Jewish Festival.
Security is high, but still, so are spirits, because people do not want to let the events of last week or hate win. They want to be able to celebrate their Jewish identity, their Jewish culture, and their religion as freely as anybody else has the right to here in the United States of America.
For a third weekend in a row, Lilo and Stitch is tops at the box office. It added nearly $33 million this weekend. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's hour number one of the After Hour Show on Max Inc. Radio. And we're going to start it with the big payback. Why? They're doing live stuff at Atwood Fest, 145, day one, Saturday, July 26th. This is Looking at Me on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back. more of the sounds of Atwood Fest continues in our Double Dip on Mags Inc. Radio. It's the big payback.
Mags Inc. Radio.
For the people.
Radio for the people.
Payback on Max Inc. Radio. See them at Atwood Fest. It's right around the corner. Make sure you make plans. The Rare Element will be there also. All this local music is brought to you by Turtle Island Dispensary. Access all the products that you need to improve your quality of life. Flowers, tropicals, extracts, gummies, mushrooms, spores, growing supplies, and more. Oh, those rose bath bombs are amazing, too. Shop online at turtleisland.com or in person at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison. Rare Element now. You will see them live at Atwood Fest. This is Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back. Max Inc. Radio. You can see them at Atwood Fest. Mark your calendars. Get out the big red marker. Circle the date. You, me, Rocker. We'll all be there. Jimmy K, too. Coming up next, Sam Ness. He's got so many live things. Tomorrow, he's here in Madison at the Red Rocks Saloon on the 10th, Hill Point, Wisconsin. Baraboo on the 11th. This is Press On Now on Max Inc. Radio.
I had a dream long ago in the desert shadowed lands. There I was told, upon the mountain there was everything I seek. And the roads were there, but the path was up to me. Trembling hands wiped the sweat upon my brow. I'll never stop this journey with the truth that I know now. With this new day, I'll make my way, my eyes cast toward tomorrow. I'll press on, I'll press on, I'll press on. On a string around my neck, I keep at bay the thoughts that stray inside my head. Silver linings to the cracks inside my heart. Worth its weight in gold, I wish I'd seen it from the start. Trembling hands wipe the sweat upon my brow. Never stop this journey with the truth that I know now. With this new day, I'll make my way. My eyes cast toward tomorrow. I'll press on, I'll press on, I'll press on. Time when I know I have seen this light inside of me. This time I'm not letting go. In the morning when it calls to me. In the nighttime when I know. I've seen this light inside of me. This time I'm not letting go.
This time I'm not letting go.
My trembling hands wipe the sweat upon my brow.
Sweat upon my brow.
I'll never stop this journey with the truth that I know now. Eyes cast toward tomorrow. I'll press on,
I'll press on,
I'll press on,
I'll press on,
I'll press on.
Sam Ness on Max Inc. Radio. Now we've Cat and the Hurricane. See them next June 13th. They'll be live in Kenosha, Stevens Point on the 14th. This is Sorry I'm Like This. And they're taking us to break on Max Inc. Radio.
I can't sleep. No matter what I do, self-medication gets old. I hear them speak, but
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Got a new puppy?
Huh?
Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call, 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm covered in food from my head
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Tonight. Flying over fake, I'm your girl from Mars. Last night you were wasted, totally harmless. I'm awake with my eyes closed, judging you from afar. Nothing seems real at 2 a.m. I say write it down, ask me again tomorrow afternoon, so I know you mean it. Are we always running in opposite directions? Thunder, lightning, there's always a split second.
collar up on my neck. The wind remains. And so
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Democratic governors have denounced President Trump's decision to send National Guard troops to the streets of Los Angeles. They clashed with protesters all day today, fed up with the administration's immigration policies, and Marines could be coming in next. Our Elise Preston is on the ground there.
At times, a lot of people standing around protesting. They have signs that basically denote that what is happening is wrong. You also have protesters that are shouting things a little more expletive in nature at the authorities. And at times throughout the day, you would see these operations where law enforcement from several agencies, they would kind of push in on the crowds to disperse them.
LA Mayor Karen Bass.
I'm worried about the safety of the people who are peacefully protesting. I'm worried about the businesses that might get vandalized. I'm worried about the vandalism